Apostle Paul is the one who went through hardships more than any other apostles, as well as the deliverer of the Lord. He was almost dead in Lystra, being hit by Jewish people. People threw him out, thinking he was dead. But he never stopped, but stayed. To enter the kingdom of heaven, we have to overcome a lot of hardships. He told his disciples and continued his journey for evangelism. Apostle Paul, who spent his life with hardships and persecution for the Lord, and about to die, he said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." How wonderful word that can be said by one who could keep the faith and win the victory over any situations. What is faith? It is to believe in Jesus and believe in your heart that He is in our Savior. And we call this faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. So believe, if you can believe it, that is very, very valuable. And it is a blessing because you have the faith to believe. You can be led by God to heaven. That's why our Father sent Jesus to the world, and He sent the Holy Spirit to those of who accept Jesus as your Savior. And that we can understand the Father's heart, and we can feel His heart and love. Through that faith and belief, we can win over the world. Nothing can be compared, and nothing can be exchangeable. Also, through those faith, we become to live. You want to live following our Father's words, and we want to fulfill the works of the Lord. It could be easy in a normal situation, but not as easy in unnormal situation. Apostle Paul wasn't in a normal situation. So that is why today's passage is meaningful to us and it touches us. When Paul said, "I have kept the faith," it means the situation was hard for him to keep the faith. Moreover, people who believe in Jesus were captured and killed at that time, and which was hard to deliver Jesus as a Savior. In that hard situation, Paul fulfilled the Father's will with his earnest heart. He could boldly confess that he had kept his faith. And he could also say the crown of righteousness would be awarded to him. And it proves that not only him, but also those who live with faith can be awarded the crown of righteousness. To look into the details of what made him bold, I can explain in 3 points. First, no matter what situation he was in, he never changed his heart after experiencing the Lord as light. He never changed. He never changed about the Lord who gave him grace, led him in truth, and guaranteed him with the power and do his work. He was taught from him, received the power, and fulfilled the mission. This is all from grace. He engraved this grace into his heart. So we call this that keeping the faith. A second, he could fully fulfill his duty to deliver the gospel to the unbelievers. We can say he did his assignments perfectly following the calling. We Ma-min also have our assignments from God. We should do our assignments perfectly too. For God is our performer. We should believe in it until it will be done to confess that we keep our faith. God will work through us. Third, there were many discouragements to Apostle Paul in everywhere. He never stopped or thought it burdensome. Rather, he turned all the trials into the driving force to look the sincere Lord who works together for God, for good. And only with the faith, he could win over everything. Now is the time to keep our faith like Apostle Paul did. Thus, I'd like to look over those three points, how Apostle Paul kept his faith. And I want to apply his practice. So I pray in the name of the Lord that you can confess, I've kept my faith in all situations, receiving grace through today's message and obtaining the crown of righteousness. To keep the faith like Apostle Paul, first, we should keep the faith without ceasing. Apostle Paul never met the Lord directly. But after experiencing the Lord as a light, his life was changed diametrically. He didn't know about the Lord, but he went through many hardships for the Lord, but he kept delivering the gospel to the unbelievers. His life was special. How could he keep delivering the Lord who he met only once in the hard situation? And what would be the driving force to win over those hardships even to death? That's because he met the truth. He found the truth that only the Lord is our Savior. So he couldn't help delivering the Lord everywhere, although there were persecutions and hardships. This life is so full of blessings. If God is alive, life that meet God is blessing. Jesus, the only Son of God, is the Savior of the world. Amen? Then, believing Jesus is the truth. And that is the best truth in this world. And holding the truth and following the truth, it is the truth and it is the true blessing. And Apostle Paul wasn't just a normal man who received normal grace or experienced normal spiritual realm or demonstrated normal level of the power. So thinking of it, he and Ma-min have a lot in common. We are not just normal people who receive normal grace through senior pastor. The messages we've heard aren't just normal ones. We've been experiencing extraordinary power, not just normal power. God is with us. That is the evidence that God is with us. And those people could receive the blessing from God. Also, the trials, it is not normal. So we cannot be a normal people. We need to be, we ought to be special people that God loves. We learned the truth through senior pastor, and now we should follow the words as we've learned. To show our faith is true, we have to keep the faith without ceasing. We should practice and follow the truth we've learned. Rather, we should put our hearts more and prove the evidences of the Father God and His love. We can check what faith we've been obtaining by checking whether our faith is wavering or not. If you truly met God and received grace from Him, there is nothing to compare with. And then, what can be more important than keeping the spiritual things that God has given to us? The truth we've learned from senior pastor is very valuable. All members have been trying hard to keep the truth, including the basic truth such as to keep the Sabbath holy or to offer the tithe. And there are a lot of truths and messages changing our souls. Is it a good thing or not? For God hates darkness, members threw away black cloths coming this church, although we had worn them before. We've been trying to live in the truth by restraining pork or not saying negative words. Is this a good thing or not? That is a good thing. What's strange is that those who leave Manmin, they return to untruth that they once have thrown away. It's natural for Christians to live by the Father's word, but they naturally follow untruth as their situation changes. That is because their hearts are shattered. In a church, there are the leading forces of a community, and it makes us keep the word and follow easier. But when you are alone, there might have some moments that we cannot keep the words. The strength to hold on the truth is getting weaker. If you have been running hard for sanctification, then you still need to run for sanctification. If you have been praying without ceasing, you still need to pray. And if you have been abstaining from every form of evil and building goodness, we have been doing hard, then you still have to do that. We should not cease those habits. We should not just stay there or do however we want. And to keep what we learned and to keep what we've been doing, it is very important in this situation today. We could easily keep our faith following the atmosphere before. As I said just now, keeping faith in a normal situation would not be hard, but it is natural just following. But in a hard situation, keeping the faith isn't that easy. So the true value of your faith will be proven in these hard situations. Thus, we should worship God and pray to God harder than before. Until now, our faith might just follow the atmosphere, but now, it is an opportunity to bear the true fruit that we do it by ourselves. Not just following like a little child, but we need to show the truth and faith that we've learned and made. So I hope you can realize Father God is giving us that opportunity. What we need to know clearly is that although we come fervently, it might not be perfect. Let's look into the trials of Job. Job is described as that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil in the Bible. But God had allowed severe trials to Job. It was the love of God to bless him when Job became perfect through the trials. We've grown our faith through the spiritual messages and astonishing works of the power from our senior pastor. But it doesn't directly lead to New Jerusalem. As Satan does Job fear God for nothing, he also say, "Are you going to let them enter New Jerusalem? Their faith is way far from it. They're carried just by their shepherd, aren't they?" The Satan might say that. Job loves God because God gives all blessings for nothing. Turn away from him, and let's see if he still keeps his faith or not. God accepted the Satan's accusation. Job, the greatest of all the men of the East, lost his all children at one day, and all his wealth at once. And when he got sore boils on his whole body, we could see Job's evil from the death coming out of it. How surprised Job must have been. Are you surprised or confused by different form of yourself in the trials? God never fails. Whatever God does, then we have to believe it and follow it. That is the blessing, the faith of blessing. If we stand on His side, there's nothing failing. God didn't want Job to experience those trials and fail. Rather, to check himself, to check Job clearly, and become a more beautiful child of God. It was the opportunity given by God. So now we have to look back ourselves. Am I this kind of person? So it is the opportunity given by God. So when Job's evil inside was clearly revealed and blamed God, the Satan might have yelled for delight. But as a result, everything had done by God's will. We are the same. I think the Satan might be yelling for delight right now, but everything is in God's will. And we have to believe in it. And we can realize all these moments are for love of the Father God, not a hardship or difficulty. We can win over them with an ease. Now we need to renew our hearts, and we need to reveal that our faith growing in the space of the shepherd is true. We need to show in front of God, and we need to show it in front of the Satan that we have true faith with pride. See, we've trusted your pastor, and it bears the truth. We can go through this moment with joy and thanks. And we are filling with goodness and love by praying more. We've grown like this. We can walk and run by ourselves. Look, we are doing fine. We can show that to Father. The Father God wants this from us. We've gained the opportunity to show our faith, and we should not go through with hardships, but with joy and happiness, knowing it's the providence of God. The Satan might think things are going in his will, but this is the moment that the Father's will on us is going to be accomplished. God Himself is accomplishing His own will. There were a period of time for Israelites to wait while Moses went up Mount Sinai and communicated with God. Moses seemed not to be back for a while. Then the Israelites started to get restless for Moses' long absence. Although they've left Egypt, all they've experienced was a barren wilderness, and it made their future restless too. Their belief to enter Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, was faded. The Israelites became impatient as time went. Well, some of them said to go back to Egypt. Or others said to leave Mount Sinai without Moses. There are a lot of opinions. Among those many thoughts and opinions, the Israelites made an inordinate decision. It is to make a golden calf. Exodus chapter 32, verse 1, the people said to Aaron, the brother of Moses, "Come, make us a God who will go before us," said in Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. The opinions were collected, and once they made an agreement, everything was done with the great speed. After Aaron made a molten calf with gold, the people said, "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt." Then they built an altar before it and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And after that, the Israelites played. Offering the burnt and peace offerings seems like following Father, but it is sin against him. Aaron should stop it, but he might thought the Israelites might be divided because there are so many opinions, so he was afraid. What was God doing at the moment? He was explaining the law and the tabernacle for the people. While Moses was receiving the law and the blueprints of a tabernacle, the people, the Israelites, committed a great evil that God's anger may have burnt against them. Their impatience led to disbelief of God, and the disbelief, it became a great sin before God, in front of God. They should have believed and waited for God to lead them to a good way when they had experienced and believed that God had been with them and lead them. They could have received great blessing from God if they waited for Moses with joy and kept their faith. Here, we need to realize an important thing. The Father God is the one who had been leading Ma Min. and senior pastor has been leading us to, then we should believe that God is making our way and wait for it. This is how to keep our faith, and this is the way to receive blessing that God prepared. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God is love, and He prepared answers, blessings, heaven, and New Jerusalem for us. And He is the one who accomplishes all things. We have to see what God does with spiritual eyes. Keeping the faith we've grown and the truth we've learned, and that is the way to keep our faith. By doing so, all things will be done according to the faith. To keep our faith like Apostle Paul, second, we have to believe in the promises without ceasing. Apostle Paul became enthusiastic after experiencing the Lord, and he changed. How grateful he must be when he met and accepted the Lord as his Savior, even he was a persecutor. He was persecuting the people who believed Jesus. He killed people. He killed a believer. But after meeting the Lord at once, He is my Savior. And after he can believe it, he must be joyful and happy. I need to deliver this good one to people, and I need to deliver this good news to the souls. There must be souls waiting for this. He turned grace to experience the Savior of the world into a sense of duty. There lived many souls in the world, and some already knew and waited for the Lord. But there are others who even didn't know about the Lord. So Apostle Paul wanted to deliver the Lord he met to those who didn't know about the Lord as soon as possible. Those souls might be saying, "Save me, let me know God the Creator. I need to be a citizen of His kingdom, but my soul is still wandering. Please be my guide." So Paul might have felt the spiritual thirst of those souls to meet the Lord. That is why he never stopped delivering the gospel, even in any persecutions or death threats. Acts chapter 20, verse 24, "But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God." In the physical point, Apostle Paul couldn't spend a day easily. He could have been exhausted and tired of severe persecution, but we can't find him so. Normal person might think, "Is God really alive? Is he still looking at me?" But Paul wasn't that kind of desperate one. Then, what would be the reason for him to keep his faith and do his work enthusiastically? That's because he met the Lord, and he realized that God's providence is to deliver the Lord's will to souls. And he felt a sense of duty that he needs to work on it, following the divine calling. He finished his work to deliver the gospel to the unbelievers. How great Apostle Paul is! He kept his faith in any situations, and I can find a group of people that has something in common with him. That's us, Manmin people. Everyone in here can say, I think, You guys are like, you are like Apostle Paul. So we can say, and we need to keep the faith like he did. We need to do everything in our faith. Apostle Paul surprisingly met the Lord and delivered the Lord since then, and we know the surprising gospel of sanctification. And there are souls who believe in the Lord but can't find the deep meaning of the Father. They pray, those people pray, but they can't easily live their believing lives that relying on the Lord or led by the Lord and receive blessing or grow their faith. Because they beg God for resemblance to the Lord, but do not know how. And it is not good enough for them to even glorify God. And there are spiritually thirsty souls out there waiting for us. How about us, who has listened to the gospel of sanctification? Can't you feel moved or refreshment when you listen to the messages? The gospel of sanctification solves the problem of sin and makes us resemble the Father. It easily tells us God's heart, so we can understand the heart and try to fulfill His heart. The gospel of sanctification renewed us so that we can feel and we can receive the true blessing. Then, make them listen to the gospel of sanctification. There are all answers. The gospel leads us to receive blessing from God, and there is the way to fulfill God's will in the gospel. And there is the way to demonstrate the power guaranteed by God in the gospel. So that is why we are proud of the gospel of sanctification and love our senior pastor who delivered the gospel. That's why we call the senior pastor our shepherd, for nobody but only he could explain those messages easily. Because we met senior pastor and listened to the gospel, our souls become prosperous and filled with the Holy Spirit. Because we were answered and healed of diseases according to the messages. Above all, we could cast away our evil hearts and seek for good hearts and long for New Jerusalem. This is the gospel of sanctification which senior pastor has revealed. There are many promises of God, and among them, there is to save the souls in the world through the gospel of sanctification like Apostle Paul did. When God told Mami to accomplish world missionary, it's not just a word. Won't you need to accomplish it with the gospel I give? Won't you need power, I guarantee. So God allowed this church His gospel of sanctification and the power. The senior pastor and we have been praying for the word missionary with Amen. Senior pastor began the word missionary from year 2000. And we were together with prayer and offerings. Do you believe all we did is for God's will? Then, to keep doing it with faith is to keep our faith. I believe that's God's will and that is the good thing to do. When the gospel is delivered, people say, this message must come out of God, not from human being. The souls rejoice and dance listening to the messages. they become to love God more, and love the Lord more, and grow their faith. This is the essence of the gospel of sanctification. From one day, I could feel a sense of duty to renew the believer and deliver the works of living God to unbeliever like Apostle Paul did. I want to awaken the souls who believe in other religion with the gospel of sanctification and the power. Only with the gospel and the power, we can awaken them. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. I will not remember him or speak anymore in his name. Then in my heart, it becomes like a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding in it, and I cannot endure it. Can you feel the heart of Jeremiah? I just suddenly come up. 2003 to 2007, I couldn't go to World Missionary. I was in a trial. So I felt something from Senior Pastor at that time. 2008, and the first day, I told him, and I did it to Senior Pastor. Senior Pastor, to Pakistan, how about I go there for visit? I didn't say mission work. I said I want to visit, maybe. The senior pastor said, do it. So from 2008, I've been going to Pakistan every year. So the Jeremiah's confession in this verse is touching. So in my heart, it becomes like a burning fire and shut up in my bones, and I'm weary of holding in it, and I cannot endure it. I think you can feel that too. So because of the sense of duty, I could keep work on the Middle East. And there are not much of terrorism there, but I could say, although there are the countries of bombing and terrors, I see souls rather than the bombs or terror. I was so tensed when I go to Pakistan of bomb threats or terror threats. I think this time was very, very comfortable. Before, when the GCN was making Mami magazine, after I went to Pakistan, they said, why are you so nervous? Then I think, why are your face look so nervous? Then I think that's because I was nervous and I was tensed. So at that time, I read the script and look around if something might happen. And one day when I was in a plane, I could see three or four big men with some a carriage. I was afraid, what are they going to do? Because I was in the flight, I cannot stand or I cannot exit from it. They opened their blankets, they prayed. So I was very terrified at first. And one day when I was in my room, somebody kept knocking on my door. And I opened. And he said, "Come out quickly." But I cannot understand it, but I know I can catch he's telling me to come out. What should I do? Or why is he doing? So I was very confused and I was afraid, scared. And I decided to follow him. Then he led me to not to the main gate, but to the back gate. So I was very, very nervous. Then his mother was on a wheelchair, so I prayed for her. So as a result, there was nothing, but just because I heard there are many terrorism and bomb terrors, I was so nervous. I give thanks to the members who prayed for me and the missions in one heart. Apostle Paul wasn't all alone while he's missionary either. There are many people who made a heart together, understood each other, and supported him. So Apostle Paul wrote some names on the Bible to show his gratitude. Romans chapter 16, there are many names. He asked to greet the brothers and sisters with a lot of names. Helper one, my beloved one who worked hard, and etc. These people are the ones who worked with Apostle Paul. They worked hard together and shared the burden. There is a book, The Silas Diary, written by Gene Edwards. It is a book written in Silas' point of view about Paul's first journey. And the book shows Apostle Paul's devotion, passion and agony, and everything at the moment. So most unbelievers in the synagogue were slaves. Paul's words were not easy to believe, but amazing to them. Moreover, the message that the Messiah had come is astonishing. After the meeting, Paul and Barnabas walked to a door. Unbelievers came to the two to ask them questions and followed them. "Please visit us next Sabbath day and tell us more," begged the unbelievers. Paul was surprised and stimulated. This is what he wanted. Paul and Barnabas moved to their inn. One day, when Paul came into his room, he could find abundant food prepared. "Oh, the sisters," he muttered. "God bless them." That's all Paul could say. Paul knew their poverty, and this treat wasn't easy for them. This treat, rather the expression of love, wasn't easy for Paul to find from others. Their life is too needy, severe, and exhausted to think of kindness or sharing. A handful grain is their one day wage, and it's not even enough for a family. So all the food prepared for Paul was truly a sacrificial gift from those families. Each of the sisters were embraced in the love to the Christ. And each one, they shared a little from each family. Paul put his head down and cried in front of the food. Next, he had the food after praying for thanksgiving. He couldn't stop tearing every moment he bit the food. For every moment of the meal, Paul kept remembering each name of the congregations. Everybody, can you feel that? The heart? Maybe 60s or 70s in Korea were similar situation. So we have to encourage ourselves to accomplish our duties with faith. We have to have one heart to embrace and pray for the souls and deliver the gospel in the world. This is the will of Father, and this is the order of God and the Lord. I could think of many things while visiting Pakistan and Sri Lanka this time. We were not financially sufficient, but many pastors and souls in Pakistan and Sri Lanka, they are longing for the messages. Whenever I talked to them, I could see the misunderstandings were cleared up and glorified God with the works of the power. I know there were many of you who prayed for us and supported us, and it made our mission trip went well. In the world, there are people who make charity regularly for the children in Africa, and there are many charity associations. So with the charity, they can save the children and feel joy in their own lives. About 100 years ago, when Korea was still developing, many foreign missionaries came here and did a lot of work for charity and sowed the seeds of gospel. That seeds have grown now, and Korea became rich enough to dispatch missionaries to all over the world. Manmin's word missionary is to deliver the power and the sanctification. But in Manmin, we have the power that God guarantees. Everybody knows that. Although we've been to the Middle East for long, we only visit there about once a year, which means people that feel spiritual thirst for the messages. So that is why they ask us, when are you coming again? Please visit us more and tell us the messages more. This time, the mission trip was from August 26th to September 7th. It was not easy to depart considering the surroundings. But there were longing of blessing from God, for we followed how the Father God led us. So when the shepherd went to Uganda for the crusade, he told us the finance wasn't enough. But he stepped with the faith, and he got the report in the flight that the financial problems were solved. They told us many of them planted their faith even in a difficult situation, so many of them will be blessed. I could feel the Father God was with us through the mission trip today. I'd like to tell you some testimonies. First, we met a Secretary General of the ruling party of the state parliament. 2 years ago, he came to Miami Central Church and was healed of diabetes attending the Divine Healing Meeting of Prayer Center and received the prayer from Ms. Bong Yun Lee. I give all the glory and thanks to Father God. And after that, he supported our room charge when we are in Lahore. So 1 year ago, last year, he paid the charge, and he did the same this time too. He said he would like to visit Korea for the Manmin's anniversary. There were many pastors who received grace from the gospel of sanctification. I delivered the message entitled Righteousness. It might be hard to understand, but I need it. Many of them said, I've never heard of this amazing message. And some told us that they've always received grace from the messages, but this time it was the best. They looked happy. One of the most impressive pastors told us that there are many who call Manmin, Manmin. And he can understand the reason now. He has attended the seminar every time, but this time many people told him not to go. But since he had received grace, every time he just came. Well, actually, I couldn't understand everything he told us, but I could clearly hear Manmin, Manmin, Manmin. He called Manmin three times. So what is he talking about? I wondered. Why do they call Manmin? Those who misunderstand Manmin call the name in bad way, but those who love one, those who love call the name with good thinking, Manmin is different from others. So he told us that he made a good decision to attend. Now he knew why and cleared the misunderstandings. There are a lot of healing testimonies. One woman had a 6-centimeter cyst on her neck for 10 years. She tried to do a surgery, but she couldn't. I don't know why exactly. But she received a prayer for the sick with the handkerchief. Then she could feel that something went down the neck. And after that, she has no pain, no swelling, and I can find a trace, a little bit of a trace, but she's healed. And she says she is comfortable now. Another woman was wearing thick glasses and received a prayer. So I prayed for her. I asked Elder Samuel to wear it, then it is too thick and it is too strong. So after prayer, she could read letters. She said she couldn't read because her eyesight was so poor before, but now she can read. I went Tata in 5 years, and one told us that he could recover his eyesight when he attended the Hankas meeting 5 years ago. And since then, he doesn't wear glasses. Then the pastor said there are so many people who were healed and took off glasses. One woman's right leg was swollen and dark blue. So maybe because of the pain, she couldn't walk. But after prayer, pain had gone and she could walk after receiving prayer. A man couldn't grab anything with his left hand. He couldn't even make his hand up on high. But receiving the prayer, he could hold a microphone and make his hand up on high. So a woman was waiting for us after Lahore meeting. A year and a half ago, her husband died, and she was shocked, so she couldn't raise or walk by herself because of half-body paralysis for a year and a half. When I saw her sitting on a wheelchair, she didn't have any strength. Her legs were in a strange angle, and her eyes weren't clear. So after a prayer, her eyes got clearer, and her legs were strengthened to stand up and walk. So she just went back. I don't know what happened to the wheelchair, but with help, she could walk to home, and people were surprised. Father is always with us. And He always rejoices the missionary work. When we do it with our faith, He is always with us and He always guarantees us. We've experienced that. We shouldn't think in our ways. We shouldn't discourage ourselves. We should not be fooled with negative words to limit the power of God. I hope you can accomplish the Father's will and keep the faith. The Shepherd's World Mission started from 2000. It was right after the trial of 1999. We cannot say it was a good situation for world missionary at that time. We had financial problems, and there were none knowing Manmin overseas at that time. But the Father God had amazing plans. Manmin was intimidated domestically, but then we could move to the site to the world. How did you feel when watching Senior Pastor leading the first crusade in Uganda, Africa? Or watching one of the attendees came out holding his crutches in his hand during the prayer. Don't you vividly remember the people bringing their wheelchairs on high and cheering for joy? The CNN delivering the works of the power. And we could feel the Father's great will to deliver Mamin's work worldwide. The Father God is still with us, and He guarantees His power. Do not waste the precious gospel of sanctification in a sack or storage. When you open the sack and the storage and deliver the message, many souls will be awakened, and the kingdom of God will expand because of our faith. We should know how precious and how valuable this missionary is. We should keep the promise of Father, and we can say we've kept our faith. So to keep the faith, third, we need to know what is disturbing us and what is bothering us and solve the problem. If somebody have any features to be bothered, he will be disturbed easily. Maybe you are strong. Maybe you have form. Maybe you are impatient. So there are various features. So if you have any of them, we can easily be disturbed. Kim Yu-shin played an important role for Silla, one of the ancient countries in Korean Peninsula. He was devoting himself literally and martial arts in his youth, but he once fell into a Korean geisha and visited her like every day. Knowing this, his mother scolded him strictly. and he decided never to visit the geisha anymore. But one day, after he rode a horse to home and fell asleep, when he woke up, he was right in front of the house of that geisha. So his horse just walked as usual because they went so many times. Then, what did Kim Yushin did? I'm here. Should I see? I want to see her face. Should I hold her hand? He did not. Kim Yushin got off the horse and struck his beloved horse with his sword. So leaving the geisha who was happy to see him, leave the geisha behind, he never went there again. We can see how true his decision was. And after that, Kim Yushin became a great general who made a history of Korea. Like him, to keep our faith, we have to find the features that bothers the faith to be kept and clearly eliminate them. We have to seek whether we are sensitive to something or whether we are easy to be tempted by a certain word or thing. We have to overcome them. Is there any feature? Is there any weakness of you? We have to find it. We have to seek, find it and eliminate that to keep our faith. I think the Satan is attacking us with all their strengths. So we have to be prepared. These days, we are facing various trials both inside and outside. What does it why does it happen? That's because the light and the dark differ to each. Basically, human has flesh, which means we are elastic to return to flesh. So if we cease seeking for truth, flesh might seem good and tempting. Once we take fleshly things, we are going to get far away from God and truth. And when darkness started to influence you, we turn into different people. For example, we might swear others, or we might want to harm others, or we might lie on some things. Once the Satan captures our minds and thoughts, we will start to hate the truth. Mom in church, which you have received grace from, seem not good enough. It's not a good incident to have those changes. So, we have to discriminate well. So as we've learned, if it's not true, if it is untruth, just don't look at it. That is not the Satan whispers you. You're sad. You're angry. You got mad. You have a lot to say, right? That is evil thing. So if Satan works on you, you can easily be changed. But we have to, and we need to discriminate. Senior pastor said at the last Wednesday service, Wisdom from Above, looking back from the church establishment, there have been various members. Some who had experienced the works of God and glorified God suddenly changed and reproached the church. And there were others who we had helped financially, although our situation had not been good enough, and they repaid good with evil. The senior pastor told us there have been people who suddenly changed and reproached the church, even though they had received grace and met God. Since the establishment, there have been a lot of incidents like that. There are people who deny God they met, deny the grace in nothing, and do what a man should not do. we shouldn't despise what God is doing and neglecting the love and fear towards God. It is heartbreaking incidents. Then why does it happen? Because each person has own features to be bothered. There is something bothering you. And darkness comes on you. We like the truth. We have to follow the truth. That's why people who once loved, trusted, and were faithful to senior pastor turn back from senior pastor, for there are things they can't understand in their view. If you think I can bear everything except this one, or I can never understand this one, we need to keep watch what this one is. So we have to keep our faith until the end. When we do practice evilness, it seems that it's done by ourselves, but there must be the works of evil spirit. Pastor Howard Pittman experienced death during a surgery, and he went to second heaven and third heaven with angels and heard messages from God to deliver to the world. And he published the messages in a book. And there, the book explains how evil spirits work on the earth, which he clearly saw. A young man and woman were having a talk. They were facing each other and had talking, smiling. Between the two, there was a terrible monster standing. Of course, both of them didn't realize the existence. The monster looked so terrible and made you think of a green slippery frog melting down. The monster climbed up the man who was talking to the woman and went inside him through a pore. The monster instigates one who has adultery to commit adultery. So when the monster went into the man, an angel said, "It's the end." Means he has been captured by the Satan. So the Satan instigates the untruth in our hearts to commit not only adultery but also other sins. When something bothers us, we shouldn't be bothered and follow how it leads. If you are heartfelt, we have to look back. We have to be led by Father. How I feel or how I want, it is not a good thing. So we have to eliminate what bothers us and solve the problem, not to get far away from faith. Here, we must know that the Father God's providence never changes. He answers to those who pray for. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. It never changed. And God fulfills His will through Manmin. They never changes, as He said. Those words of God never changes. People are one who change. But God's providence never changes. Thus, we have to realize any feature that bothers and disturbs us and eliminate those features to keep our faith. Not to be wavering, we always have to ask God for His grace and help. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Like this passage, our hearts and minds must be guarded by the Father God. We have to pray and seek for the guard. Our hearts and minds are ours. So we want to do it and say how we want. However, without the God's guard, we might become enemies of God because of our hearts and minds. It is your free will to think, but it will not end up on your own, but the Satan will intervene. Then, your thoughts will go to a totally different direction. When we say one is crazy about something, then he can only think of that thing. However, well, human can also think 10 things in 10 ways. So, we shouldn't be confident that my thoughts are all right. Rather, we always need to seek for what God's will is and what truth is. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us look back on ourselves now. Do we still keep the grace as before? Do we confess our faith as the same? Do we have any complaints? Let's look back our believing life. I want to ask some questions, answer in your mind. Do you realize at least one thing from every sermon? Can you pray well? You should be. How many times have you moved while praising and praying in a month? Do you want to listen to God's message? Can you give thanks in difficulties or make complaints? Do you like to receive a device of truth or not? So if we still believe in the Father God and keep our faith, our hearts and minds will not be taken by the Satan, however the Satan works on us. So Apostle Paul was so. Most of the prophets in the Bible were persecuted, but among them, Paul was very severe and constant. He is the one who kept his faith in hard situations. He had been imprisoned, he had been beaten, he had been in danger from robbers, danger from his countrymen or Gentiles. He also had a danger from various disasters. So various dangers were out there wherever he went. Nothing was real difficulties to Apostle Paul, however. There's Apostle Paul's confession of joy and thanks, although he suffered unjustly and was beaten. My sufferings cannot compare with those of the Lord. I am ashamed to talk about them. And yet, the warm comfort of the Lord gives me strength and stands me up. How can I not say all these things are the grace of the Lord? I can breathe, I can lie down, I can speak and preach because it was allowed by the Lord. And how can I not give thanks for all these things? Even if I have a body, I cannot testify of the Lord unless I know Him. Even if I can walk, I cannot preach unless I have this grace in me. Even if I have a mouth, every word is meaningless unless I have love. Grace is given to me day by day. The grace given throughout my life let me go the way of an apostle, and I give thanks to my Lord, the Christ, who let me receive this honor. How great his confession is! Didn't those dangers and difficulties make his face shine more? We all need to make the confessions ours. What danger come to us, through those dangers and trials, we can be perfect. Because we can be disciplined and we can be trained. We shouldn't give our thoughts and minds and hearts to the untruth. We shouldn't be wavering. We have to go and we have to keep our faith until the end. So the persecutions, disasters, or trials will make our faith valuable, more valuable. The glory of New Jerusalem that we are heading for is not just a little one. It's not easily obtainable. So there must be the process to fulfill the justice. Is it hard? No, we can endure it. Father God doesn't make us hard. All the prophets had gone through this path. So with our faith and truth, there will be nothing obstructs us. We shouldn't deny the grace and faith given by the Father or this church. This is the way to keep our faith. Doing so, we can be the pilgrims of the story and reach New Jerusalem, the glorious place, with joy. Its conclusion, the reason Apostle Paul could keep his faith and deliver the gospel until his death was the earnest love for the Lord, and because he met the truth. The Lord met the man foremost of all sinners and gave the precious duty to him. That is the reason Apostle Paul could keep his faith in any difficult situation and give thanks in everything, even for the thorn. Father is telling us to go together. So, to keep our faith like Apostle Paul, we have to keep our faith. First, we need to keep the faith we've been growing unceasingly. Second, we have to unceasingly accomplish the promises of God by believing. And third, we have to exactly realize what bothers and disrupts us and solve those problems by praying. All brothers and sisters who've been running earnestly, I pray in the name of the Lord for you to be praised by the Father in the future by keeping our faith unceasingly with patience.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents, restore their ruptured and broken bones, restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.